Chapter 1. To many, the name Carl Schweitzer doesn't ring a bell. The name Alfalfa, however, does. As Alfalfa, the freckle-faced kid with an unmanageable colic, Schweitzer won movie fame in the Our Gang comedy series of the early 1930s. He later became known to a new generation of children when the Hal Roach films were reissued to television under the title The Little Rascals. Carl Schweitzer played the iconic character from 1935 to 1940, and his popularity surpassed many of the other characters. At the time, no one could have foreseen the saddening circumstances that led to the end of Schweitzer's life within 20 years of him leaving the show. In the January of 1959, Carl Schweitzer was shot dead over a financial dispute with an acquaintance. While the news of his death saddened many, the bizarre circumstances, which involved a dog, a bear, and $50, confused most. Carl Schweitzer was born in Paris, Illinois, to Gladys Shanks and George Schweitzer on August 7, 1927. He was the youngest of three children, although he was the fourth born in the family. One of Schweitzer's older brothers had died 5 years earlier, in 1922. Schweitzer was destined to be a performer right from the start of his life. Carl and his brother Harold were well known around the area the family resided in for being entertainers. The brothers loved getting a crowd's attention, whether they were making up jokes, singing, or playing one of the numerous instruments they taught themselves. The Schweitzer family encouraged their sons to practice their talents and perform as often as possible. Like most families of the era, the Schweitzers were victims of the Great Depression, and money was short. Their father, George Schweitzer, had lost one of his feet in a work accident in the 1920s, which made it difficult for him to find and keep work. The Schweitzers relied on unconventional ways to make ends meet, including Harold and Carl performing for money at local agricultural fairs and other community events. In 1934, the Schweitzer family decided to take a family vacation to visit relatives in California. On this trip, Carl and Harold begged their parents to take them to where they believed all their dreams would come true, the Hal Roach Studio. At the time, the Hal Roach Production Company had been making waves in the entertainment community for their series of short films, Our Gang. The Our Gang films had begun being produced in the 1920s and were incredibly popular with children and families, including the Schweitzers. In the movie business, Our Gang was also considered groundbreaking, as the films relied on the talents of the young stars who formed the ragtag yet charming group of talented children. It was also one of the first series to star both black and white children interacting as equals. For Carl and Harold Schweitzer, their only dream was to star in the Our Gang series. Unlike so many outlandish dreams that comes with childhood, this dream would come true for them. Carl's parents agreed to take the family on a guided tour of the Hal Roach Studios. At the end of the tour, the family stopped in the studio's cafeteria, which served both the public and the workers of Hal Roach. While in the cafeteria, Carl, then 6 years old, and Harold, then 8 years old, saw an opportunity to do what they did best, perform. So the young boys stood up on the tables and began an impromptu song and dance routine. Amazingly for the boys, Hal Roach himself was in the cafeteria at the time and saw the show. He was impressed with the boys' singing talent and the way they captivated their audience. After the boys finished their show, Hal Roach approached their parents about having the boys join Our Gang. They immediately accepted Roach's offer. The brothers signed their contracts that very day.